The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's distinguished guest for this evening from Paramount's For Whom the Bell Tolls, Katina Paxinou. And here is Bing Crosby.
As I'm packing my grip and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way, I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, Lord, I'll be making new friends where the West begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly really ought to be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in Satan. My tomato will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas, he's the local shaman, said he'd make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
I'm a pack of my grip, yes sir, and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never, never more to roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes sir, I'll be making new friends where the West begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where your jewelry should be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me.
I think that I'm safe in Satan. He will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a solemn promise that he's gonna make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, tell of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Here's the Old Kraft Music Hall, friends, traveling out over the two hemispheres to all our fighting men. And those at home can get into the fight, too. Not only by buying bonds, but by doing all those other things that are so essential to winning this war. Saving waste fat, turning in waste paper, donating regularly to your local blood bank. All these things are mighty important in backing up our fighters. Hey, Marilyn?
Oh, definitely, Bing. And speaking of fighters, are you still looking for someone to play the part of John L. Sullivan in the picture you're interested in?
MGM and never let you go, Max. But are you personally acquainted with any fighters?
Well, no, Bing. All the men I've met lately seem to be wrestlers.
Is that so?
Say, look no further, Bing. I got the man for the part.
Oh, you mean a man who's fast on his feet, punches with either hand, looks like an Adonis? Who is this phenomenon?
Well, he's your very best friend.
That's so.
A man of unlimited talent.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, feel my muscles.
Now listen, Shorts, this picture is going to be filled with terrific fight scenes.
Yeah? Look, if I get the part, what's going to be my toughest fight?
Getting your salary from my brother Everett. That will be a little difficult.
Well, if you really want a big man, why not John Scott Trotter?
I used to be in the ring, but I gave it up because my opponent kept hitting me and hitting me.
In the stomach?
Any place else is a clean miss.
Well, maybe you could play one of the fighters in the picture, Bing.
Oh, not me. I wouldn't be a fighter for anything in the world.
Oh, I just adore fighters. When I see a man in the ring, I just want to rush up and give him a great big kiss.
Hand me my gloves, I'll murder the bomber.
Well, what do you say, Bing? You gonna give me the part?
Yuki, my little man, you know I love you. From a safe distance, but I don't think I can give you the part. You see, this is the first movie I'll be making, and I just can't afford to take a chance.
Well, that's all right. It'll be the first movie I'll be making, and I just can't afford to take a chance either.
Bing along.
Oh, but Yuki, you don't fit in the picture. What Bing needs is a fighter. Personally, I don't think you can fight at all.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it so happens I have a list of six guys right here in this room I can list. And I can lick.
You can, huh?
You know what? Can you read? I said, there's six guys here in this room I can lick, and you know what?
Yeah.
The carpenter, your name heads the list.
Oh, you can lick me?
Yeah, put up your dukes.
Dr. Kildare, prepare for surgery.
Yeah, carpenter's going to need it. Here, take this.
Somebody pick Yuki up.
So my name heads the list, huh?
All right, I'll cross your name off.
While Yuki revises his list together, here's Cole Porter's very beautiful new tune, I Love You.
I love you, hums the April breeze. I love you. Echo the hills. I love you. The golden dawn agrees. As once more she sees daffodils. It's spring again. And birds on the wing again. Start to sing again that old melody. I love you. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me.
Turning to the charioteers and a jumpy little thing with a war message, here is another type of message.
You know, most women think it's fun to concoct lots of different salads, making tasty combinations of whatever vegetables and fruits are in season. But most women stick to one salad dressing, and in most homes, that's Miracle Whip. For the dressing makes the salad, and Miracle Whip is the salad dressing the whole family likes. In fact, millions prefer it because of its lively, different flavor. A just-right flavor that comes from an exclusive recipe. Actually, Miracle Whip combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. And in addition to its delicious flavor, it's creamy smooth, thanks to Kraft's patented beater. So get a jar of Miracle Whip salad dressing tomorrow. Any salad tastes better with Miracle Whip. It's America's favorite.
Say, Jack.
Do you know whose feet to his socks?
Who's that man?
Nobody but me.
What's the matter, bub?
Been loading up a tanker all day long. Convoy's supposed to shove off soon.
You know one thing, bub? You really talk too much. Now, my advice to you is...
What's that?
This.
Shh. Don't talk too much. Don't know too much.
Jack.
Don't be too hip, cause the tip of the lip might sink a ship. Shh. Don't be too much. Don't jive too much, boy. Don't be too hip, cause the flip of the lip might sink a ship.
Now the walls have ears and the night has eyes. So let's be wise and trick those nasty, nasty spies.
Don't talk too much. Don't know too much,
boy.
Don't be too hip, cause the flip of the lip might sink a ship.
Slip.
Now the walls have ears and the night has eyes. So let's be wise and trick those nasty, nasty spies. Don't talk too much. Don't know too much,
boy.
Don't be too hip, cause the flip of the lip might sink a ship. Don't talk too much. Don't know too much. Be like King Tut.
No, he won't talk, because then it's dead.
Keep your big mouth shut.
Thank you, boys. In her native Greece before the war, Katina Paksenou was her country's foremost actress. After surviving the London Blitz and the torpedoing in the North Atlantic, she proceeded to win immediate stardom in the Academy Award for her performance as Pilar, the March woman, in her first American picture, For Whom the Bell Tolls. It is our pleasure this evening to welcome this grand lady and fine artist, Miss Katina Paksenou. She really created quite a character as Pilar, the fortune teller.
Well, it was not too difficult, Bing. You see, I studied fortune telling.
You dabbled in the occult in the audience?
No. I read Bumps in Brooklyn.
You specialize in bump reading, Katina?
Yes, and I read cards, crystals, tea leaves, mines, and I am also a notary public.
Track odds paid, of course.
I like to read minds because to me all minds are different. They remind me of fine books and good radio programs. No two of them being alike.
That's very interesting. What program, for instance, would Marilyn Maxwell remind you
of? Oh, that's easy. Life can be beautiful.
And Yuki?
It pays to be ignorant.
What about me?
One man's family.
Remarkable, Katina. I don't know how you do it. Really.
It's very simple, Ding. Do you know anything about the occult, the weird, the eerie?
I don't know anything about the Erie, but I got an uncle who's a caboose on the Santa Fe. But, Katina, I have an idea. Let's pitch a tent on the pier at Ocean Park. We could open a little palm parlor, you know, be partners, huh?
And you'd pay me $15 a week, huh?
That's right. How'd you know?
I'm reading your mind already.
Here she is, Madame Katina from Pasadena. She's got x-ray eyes, boys. Read your mind right through your toupee. Have the madam tell your fortune in tea leaves. She does it in Technicolor.
How could she do that?
The lady uses orange pico. Come over. Hurry, hurry. Step right in and see the lady with the static in her attic. $1. $1 to read an intelligent mind, 50 cents for the average mind, and 25 cents for a moronic mind.
How much for me?
Go right on in, brother. You can collect your money. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Come over, come over. Don't crowd, folks. The madam will see you one at a time. Now, who wants to be first?
I am.
Step right this way, brother, in the tent. That's it, and here is the madam herself.
Welcome to the world of the supernatural.
Madam, maybe you can help me.
Well, you look like a businessman, and perhaps your trouble is that you don't understand personalities. You should learn to know men.
Oh, I know men.
Then what is your problem?
I want to know a few women.
Wrong problem. That'll cost you a dollar, please. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
How do you do? How do you do? Are you all the lady who sees all?
Yes, but not all of you all.
Speak right up, Bub. Lay a buck on the table and tell the madam what's on your mind.
Well, I had a very valuable diamond ring, and I'd like to know where it is.
Concentrate, madam. What happened to this young man's ring?
He lost it.
There you are, sir. Thank you very much. Next.
Hey, I'm back.
Well, young man, have you ever had your fortune told before?
Oh, yeah. A fortune teller once told me my face was my fortune.
Don't worry about it, son. Poverty is no disgrace.
Well, what type of a reading can I get?
Well, we're running a special today on hypnotism.
Yes, and it is quite difficult. For 10 minutes, I must stare into the face of the subject.
Well, how about hypnotizing me?
Let's change the subject.
Look, don't try to push me around. I'm the seventh son of a seventh son of a seventh son. Before I came along, everything in my family was in sevens.
Don't feel bad, son. After all those sevens, there's bound to be a snake eyes. Hurry! Hold on, say yes. Madam, here comes that beautiful, tall, blonde babe. Tell her she's going to fall in love with the next man she meets. You know what I mean?
Mm, don't worry, Swami. I'll take care of everything.
How do you do? Could you tell my fortune?
Yes, my pretty one. The crystal ball tells me you are about to fall in love.
How could she do that?
The lady uses orange Pico. Come over. Come over. Hurry, hurry. Step right in and see the lady with the static in her attic.
$1.
$1 to meet an intelligent mind, 50 cents for the average mind, and 25 cents for a moronic mind.
How much for me?
Go right on in, brother. You can collect your money. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Come over. Come over. Don't crowd, folks. The madam will see you is one at a time. Now, who wants to be first?
I am.
Step right this way, brother, in the tent. That's it, and here is the madam herself.
Welcome to the world of the supernatural.
Madam, maybe you can help me.
Well, you look like a businessman, and perhaps your trouble is that you don't understand personalities. You should learn to know men.
Oh, I know men.
Then what is your problem?
I want to know a few women.
Problem, that'll cost you a dollar, please. Hurry, hurry, hurry,
hurry. How do you do? How do you do? Are you all the lady who sees all?
Yes, but not all of you all.
Speak right up, Bub. Lay a buck on the table and tell the madam what's on your mind.
Well, I had a very valuable diamond ring, and I'd like to know where it is.
Concentrate, madam. What happened to this young man's ring?
He lost it.
There you are, sir. Thank you very much. Next.
Hey, I'm back.
Well, young man, have you ever had your fortune told before?
Oh, yeah. A fortune teller once told me my face was my fortune.
Don't worry about it, son. Poverty is no disgrace.
Well, what type of a reading can I get?
Well, we're running a special today on hypnotism.
Yes, and it is quite difficult. For 10 minutes, I must stare into the face of the subject.
Well, how about hypnotizing me?
Let's change the subject.
Look, don't try to push me around. I'm the seventh son of a seventh son of a seventh son. Before I came along, everything in my family was in sevens.
Don't feel bad, son. After all those sevens, there's bound to be a snake eyes. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Over, see ya. Madam, here comes that beautiful, tall, blonde babe. Tell her she's going to fall in love with the next man she meets. You know what I mean?
Don't worry, Swami. I'll take care of everything.
How do you do? Could you tell my fortune?
Yes, my pretty one. The crystal ball tells me you are about to fall in love.
It's love, love, love.
He's very handsome and very generous. He will take you to all the best places. He will throw his money away on you.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Well, who is this wonderful man?
The crystal ball is cloudy. Wait, it's clearing up. I can see his face. He's a star of pictures and radio. He's very talented and clever.
Oh, thank you, Madam Katina. This is wonderful. I've always wanted to meet Bob Hope.
That's all for the customers, madam. How about giving me a reading until business picks up?
All right, Swami. For you, I will call on the spirit. Quiet now.
I won't say a word.
Oh, spirit, answer me. If you hear me, signal by rapping on the table. Oh, Reginald, are you there?
Spooky, ain't it?
Hemingway, are you there? Heathcliff, are you there? Heathcliff? Heathcliff, why don't you answer me?
I don't give a rap for nobody.
Hey, is there a message for me?
Wait. There's a message coming through for you.
Who's it from?
It's from one of your dead horses.
Hey, that's exciting. What does the message say?
It says, "Don't worry, Mr. Crosby. I will run next Saturday as usual."
Time marches back. 1930, the London Naval Reduction Treaty was signed. The last French soldiers of the Army of Occupation left the Rhineland. 1930, and thinking young men basking in the moonlight on the top decks of excursion boats with their best girls are saying...
What you holding my hand for, honey?
Oh, I don't know. I was just looking out at the water and wondering...
Wondering what?
What would happen if I leaned over the rail too far and fell in the water?
Well, I'd jump right in after you. I wouldn't even take off my clothes, and I'd have you right back on the boat.
Oh, gee, Harry, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it would be, except for one thing.
What's that?
Can't swim.
Gee, Harry, it's beautiful up here, isn't it?
Oh, sure is. And when you look at that moonlight, so bright you could read a newspaper.
Mm-hmm. It's so romantic. Just you and I up here, all alone.
Gee, Marilyn, I wish...
Yes, Harry?
I wish I had a newspaper.
Would you like to sit in a deck chair?
Say, that's a good idea.
Should we sit in that double one together?
Oh, no. The single ones are more comfortable.
Boop-boop-dee-doop.
What is that? Hold the phone. What is that boop-boop-a-doop?
Well, haven't you heard that new singer, Helen Kane?
No.
Well, that's the way she sings.
How's she go?
He's got... Boop-boop-dee-doo. I never cared for boop-boop-dee-doo.
Oh, no.
But he's got boop-boop-dee-doo. And that's my weakness now.
Can you imagine anyone singing boop-boop-a-doo? That's silly, isn't it?
Sure is.
See, I can understand someone singing boop-boop-boo, boop-boop-boo. That's got some sense to it.
That new song, Give Me Something to Remember You
By?
Oh,
yes, it sure is pretty, too. I know the words, do you?
Sure.
Oh, give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me, dear. night and day for you. It will see me through like a child till your returning. Oh, give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me.
Well, Bing, I'm a happy man today. I've achieved my ambition.
Anyone we know?
Oh, no. She was a stranger.
Kel Adventure.
Oh, Kel.
Kel Adventure.
You see, I stopped off at the grocer's this morning to save a little gas by picking up some canned goods on the way downtown.
Why don't you pick them up on the way home?
Well, grocers like to have you shop early if possible.
I see. Now, about your ambition.
Oh, yeah. Well, at last, I've found out exactly what a woman carries in her handbag.
No.
Yes,
how did you crack the case, Philo?
Elementary, what?
Elementary.
The babe in front of me at the grocery store dumped it all on the checkout counter while she looked for her ration stamps and her tokens. She held up the whole line, wasted the grocer's time, and made everybody mad.
Same gal gets on a streetcar, opens her bag, takes out her purse, opens her purse, takes out a $5 bill, closes her purse, puts it back in her bag, closes her bag, hands the $5 bill to the conductor, gets the change, opens her bag, takes out her purse, opens her purse, puts in the change, closes her purse, puts it back in her bag, closes her bag, and gets off the car.
Why'd she get off?
Car passed her corner. You know, it's tough. Really, it's tough on conductors and grocers and anybody who's rushed to have to go up against that kind of inconsiderateness.
Well, then you can't change women.
Why not? Everybody's changing these days, and so's everything. Everybody has to be a little more considerate. Why can't grocers get some of that consideration?
You just made friends with a lot of grocers, Ben.
I'm glad, because I sure like my groceries. Been managing to get them pretty regular these days, too, because guys like Jerome Kern keep writing tunes like this. Muchachos y muchachos is the ringer downer in the Old Craft Music Hall for this time. Next jueves, same time, War Fiesta with the Best, including our regular merry group and featuring Cecil B. DeMille, whose story of Dr. Wassel is indeed a Technicolor triumph. Until next Thursday, hasta la vista.